Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you a message of truth and discernment. Hey, my topic for today, why don't you come inside to our religious building? You know, as we go out and proclaim the gospel, and we go to man-made religious places, evangelical, denominational, all different places, oftentimes when we stand out on a public sidewalk with our gospel signs, we'll have some of the leadership or people from the religious body come out and stop to talk to us. That's the whole goal. We don't stop anyone. We don't interrupt their services. We wait for people to engage us. But anyway, they'll say, you should come inside. Well, people are naive. They're ignorant. They don't know the truth. And let me explain to you why. We choose places with public sidewalks because experience has shown us that these temples of man, Jesus called the Jewish places synagogues of Satan, they're not welcoming of the truth of God. And let me give you a perfect example. Just yesterday, we were standing at Harvest Church in Billings, Montana, out on the public sidewalk. And a man came up with two other type of men that were, they were larger men. And we'll call them bodyguards. And he said, what are you guys about? And I said, we're about the truth of God. And he started asking me questions, and I said, are you with leadership here? He wouldn't answer. So he isn't interested in truth. He was already trying to operate in the dark. And he said, you need to come inside and experience this place. And I said, does the Bible tell me I'm to experience God in the New Testament scriptures, or am I to worship God in spirit and truth with my life? John 4:24. Well, instantly it didn't go well. And he quickly said, you can stand right there, but don't you set one foot on our property. Now, do you see? If they were open to truth, what they would do is they would allow me to stand, not in come in and interrupt their services, but to stand outside their building in their little foyers outside and preach the truth from God's word, talk about the truth of God's word with people. No. You see, as soon as they know that you're standing against what they're doing, they're carnal, worldly, seeker-sensitive, sinful, compromised gospel, unbiblical system with modern pastors, emotional music, pagan holidays, taking the people's money via the tithe that was only for Israel, not for Gentiles, and building these huge temples of man. This particular place had a water park. Has a water park down the street for the town, a climbing wall, and all kinds of silly things. If they were open to truth, they would allow us to come and preach from the Word of God, and they'd test us to God's Word. The Jews allowed Paul and Jesus to preach in the temple courts and in the temple places because they were somewhat interested in the things of God. They were all about the Old Testament. But of course, it got very ugly when they began to preach the truth about the coming New Testament, that Christ had come. And then the Jews started calling the Roman guards on them to cause trouble and remove them. That's exactly what will happen. Okay, you can read about it in the book of Acts with Paul. You can read about it in the Gospels with Jesus. That's exactly what will happen if I were to go and try to stand on their property and just preach from the Word of God, the truth to the people. They call the police. In fact, we've had people call the police on us, and we even are on public property, and they call the police on us. And the police show up and say, what are you doing? And we tell them, show them that we have a ministry, this is what we do, and they go, okay, you're not bothering anybody. You have every right to do it. But yet the religious people will call the secular authorities on us. Why? Well, all these men that came out to talk to me, let's again use the example, Harvest Church in Billings, none of them had a Bible. They're not coming to reason in God's truth. So naive, foolish, ignorant people will tell us, you should just go inside and talk to them. Experience and maturity in serving Christ has shown us, no, they will not stand for us teaching the truth of God. Because here's the point. When God sent the prophets to Israel, and I'm no prophet, so don't even begin to tell me that. Some people were saying, oh, you're not a prophet. I've never said I was a prophet. I'm going and preaching the truth. But when When God sent prophets to Israel, it was to call them out of sin and teach them truth, and they didn't like it. They rebelled against it. They hated it. This is no different. When we go to preach the truth of Christ, and we foretell God's truth from His Word, they don't like it. All right? They're not going to embrace us unless they want the truth. So we're only there looking for sheep that are lost in those man-made temples of man, synagogues of Satan. We're not looking to reach the masses of people, because just like Paul says in 2 Timothy 3 and 2 Timothy 4, the day will come, there'll be lovers, boasters, proud, appearance of godliness, they deny the power thereof. There you go, there's another one. People drive by and tell us, why are you doing this? We're all a bunch of sinners. What, it doesn't make a difference. They're denying the power of God to transform you from being a sinful, fleshly person to being a holy, godly person, striving after the things of God. That's what happened to my wife and I. We were the biggest sinners in the world. Carnal, worldly, drunks, all kinds of things. God transformed us. That's the power of God. These people drive by and they deny the power of God because these modern pastors are telling them, you're just a big sinner, you can't help yourself. Because you know what? They know if those people get a hold of the truth of God, the power of God, and they're transformed, they won't sit in those temples any longer. And they won't be able to build water parks, climbing walls, huge buildings. It won't happen. So if you ever wonder why we don't go inside, that's why. It doesn't matter how we bring the truth to them. We could put it on a nice, beautiful cake. We could send them a gift. We could build a big love sign. That's all great, well, and good. Until all you have to do is start to tell them the truth. And they negate it, reject it, war against it. So we don't go inside for those reasons. It's the same reason, same situation we see in the New Testament. We see the Jews were not interested in the truth of God. And we see the same thing today. The temples of men are not interested in the truth of God. They won't allow us to come and set foot. So don't you set one foot on our property. Not very loving. They don't invite us in to talk about the Word of God. They don't bring Bibles. They're an enemy to the full truth of God. They have an accursed gospel, a different gospel. Paul talks about that in Galatians 1 and in 2 Corinthians 11, a different Jesus. Okay? This is very dangerous stuff, and this is why we love people. We go and we stand against it. We put ourselves out there for the truth of God. Yes, we become gazing stock, mocking, people take pictures, people laughing. But they won't be laughing on Judgment Day. And we hope and pray that they repent and turn to the truth, reject these systems of man, and begin to follow God in spirit and truth, John 4:24. The Bible says in Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey Him. Paul talks about in Romans 12 being transformed in your mind. Not conforming to the ways of the world and being a holy living sacrifice is what Romans 12 says. Being not conformed to the world and being a living sacrifice. And that's what we want to bring to people, is the power of God's word to transform you, and then you obey and follow Him in holiness and obedience, and you don't keep man-made religion. Our website is there to help people, don'tperish.com. John 4:24 radio, you're listening to an audio right here from it. Hundreds of articles and audios to help you. Our Spirit and Truth teaching blog, lots of articles to help you in the truth of God's Word, the true biblical gospel, not just believe in Jesus. We help you with the true New Testament body. It's not found in buildings of man and emotional music and programs and modern pastors. It's found in a gathering of true believers that are set apart. Holy means to be set apart. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be holy in all your ways. It's to be set apart. And the ecclesia, those would be the called out ones of Christ. It's not a man-made church. We have articles on all those. Go to our teaching blog, go to John 4:24 radio, and let us know how we can help you. We're here to help disciple you in the truth of God and out of the false ways of man. So thanks for listening. I will be coming with more audios in the future and more articles proclaiming the good news of Christ, rejecting the false ways of man. Till next time, I hope you have a glorious day. May God be praised.